Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Ryanair has launched a petition aimed at getting 1 million signatures from passengers in order to force the European Commission to take action to prevent further disruption from French air traffic control strikes. Now, the company was forced to cancel 230 flights last month due to ongoing strikes, and British Airways have also had to cancel more than 300 flights over the Easter holiday period. Eddie Wilson, CEO of Ryanair, joins me now. You're very welcome.
Good morning, Claire.
So, 230 flights cancelled last month. So explain to us exactly why what's happening in France has such an impact on customers.
Yeah, it's happening to everybody in every airline across Europe that are flying short haul. And it doesn't just affect... What people need to understand is we can understand a French air traffic control strike if you're flying to France.
Yeah.
But it's the overflights. So if you're flying from Ireland to Spain, you're delayed. If you're in some cases, you're flying from Ireland to England, you're delayed because of knock-on effects. So this is happening with all airlines throughout Europe. And yesterday, 9 air traffic controllers out of 500 French air traffic controllers caused chaos because they closed down the airspace. That means you can't overfly. And it's entirely avoidable.
Now, if there were to be an air traffic strike or some sort of disruption in Germany or Italy, explain why the situation wouldn't be as disruptive.
Well, in Italy, Greece and Spain, if your flights are overflying their airspace, they're protected.
Mm-hmm.
Generally in Europe, when there is a strike, there's what's called minimum services. So in France, they protect the domestic flights. So this morning, there are Air France flights happily taken off from Charles de Gaulle going to Toulouse, Nice and Bordeaux. But flights that are going from Ireland, like, for example, I just checked before I came here, of the 30-odd departures we had out of Dublin this morning, 10 were delayed because of ATC. And that's the best it's going to be all day because others are going to pick up delays as the day goes on.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not necessarily just... disrupted because you're going to France, but because you're flying over France. And it's not just over France, because airspace goes right out into the Bay of Biscay, so it affects people going north, south throughout Europe. So every airline has been affected by this.
Now, you went to Brussels about this and you raised it there. How far up the food chain did you get? Does Ursula von der Leyen, for example, know your position on this?
Absolutely. I mean, we had a complaint running with the Commission along with other airlines throughout Europe over the last 3 years, and it's gone nowhere. This is about freedom of movement. I mean, if the French air traffic controllers want to go on strike, that's fine. This is the equivalent of French farmers demonstrating in Kildare Street with their sheep on the price of lamb. It's interesting to them, but quite frankly, not interesting to people in Ireland. We should have overflights. If the French want to go on strike, will then affect their domestic services. And okay, if you want to fly to Paris and there's a strike, well, then that's their right to strike, flying to Madrid.
What did they say to you in Brussels about it?
It's fudging around at the moment as usual.
But they probably don't want to change a law just for your commercial activity.
No, it's not. Well, it's not for commercial activity. People are sitting in airports throughout Europe when this melts, for no good reason. And it doesn't do anything to advance anything for air traffic controllers, because what's the point in disrupting people in third countries? Mm-hmm. Disrupt more people in France and allow people to overfly. It's about, like, one of the four principles that the European Union was founded on was the freedom of movement. And that is now being restricted. And it is fine if they want to go on strike, but you need to be able to, so the people flying from Ireland to Spain, Greece, or people flying from Scandinavia to Southern Europe are not disrupted by what is, in effect, a local issue.
But it is affecting your commercial entity, and Ryanair is losing money on the head of this.
Let's look at the people that are involved. Let's not talk about Ryanair. It's not just Ryanair. It's Aer Lingus passengers. It's Air France passengers, Lufthansa, British Airways. People are unnecessarily disrupted, sitting at airports with young children. We're going into the summer. We've had enough nonsense over the last summer where we had security delays and airports not coming back. Now we're back this summer. We have something that's entirely avoidable, and it needs a political decision to say, if you want to have a strike in your own country, that's fine. But why disrupt European Union citizens throughout Europe completely unnecessarily, putting them through all this pain?
And what has the French government said to you?
French government, they're not going to change this, right? It'll take too long to go through the courts. Of course, we could take a court case, but that's not going to solve people going out for the June bank holiday weekend or the Easter bank holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. They should mandate overflights. You can do it. You have a minimum service that when you have a strike, for example, this morning, we don't know how many French air traffic controllers are going to turn up for work this morning. Yesterday, 9 out of 500 didn't show up. But they've got to make that provision. Mm-hmm. So you have nine people disrupting hundreds of thousands of people today for no good reason.
And you can fly
around.
That's
unacceptable.
You can fly around French airspace.
You can't look at the waste of fuel doing that. You can't flight plan. If you look at the map, you've got to go right out over the Bay of Biscay. You already have, like, this is like France, because of where it is like the Red Cow roundabout in terms of where
going
traffic
through
goes through. Mm-hmm. And it extends. You can't just, you just get, in some cases, you can make flight plans to go marginally around that. But you
and there's an emissions problem if you're
there
doing
is,
that
yeah,
as well.
You're unnecessarily burning fuel.
And you're already in the dock over that, aren't you?
Well, we're not necessarily. Mm-hmm. We're the best of everyone there in terms of the aircraft that we've invested in.
Well, you were
less fuel burn.
Weren't you listed as the largest carbon polluter in Ireland in 2021?
What you have is when you're the largest airline, and I presume Volkswagen is the largest producer of cars, is in the same dock that you talk about, but the aircraft that we have burn 16% less fuel, 40% less noise emissions, and carry more passengers with higher load factors. Like, aviation is an essential part of infrastructure. It's not just discretionary about going on holidays. It's about small businesses, visiting friends and relatives, supporting children in education,
etc. Well, a lot of your ads that I hear are about going on holidays and taking short breaks and taking a quick decision to get out of the country because it's on a leisure break.
Claire, you've got to look at it from a European perspective as well. I mean, if you look at foreign direct investment in Ireland here, one of the reasons we're so successful at it is because workers that can't be sourced in Ireland for those American multinationals come and go from this country every weekend as well. So it's not all about discretionary travel.
So coming back then to your problem and the fact that you raised this with the EU, and you said that they fudged it when you brought it up. Do you get a sense that anything will be done at all to help solve this problem?
What we've got to do is, I'd say to the listeners today, and we're doing this throughout Europe, sign the petition online. If you sign that petition, we get a million signatures. We're close to 100,000 now, and we'll be rolling out this campaign. And people who fly with other airlines, it's going to affect everybody in Europe this summer. Completely avoidable. Mm-hmm. Completely avoidable for no good reason.
I want to ask you as well about this incident in Dublin Airport, which we heard about this week, where a passenger managed to board a plane without a passport or a boarding pass. Now, are you concerned about security? Because this comes on top of this news we had about a whistleblower who said that the systems are inadequate and training is inadequate.
Like, my understanding of it is that, I mean, somebody got through security in Terminal 2, but they were screened going through, so they would have had their bags and the body search and that. Things like this happen from time to time. Of course, you'd be concerned about it. I understand there's an investigation going on, but the good news is that the person was apprehended on the flight, but they would have been security screened. It's not like they got over the fence of the aircraft.
It's very serious, though.
Yeah,
it's very serious. Mm-hmm. And according to the experts we spoke to here on the programme, it's also very rare that this would happen internationally.
It does happen from time to time. I mean, you know.
So you're not worried about it?
I'm not saying I'm not worried about it. What I'm saying is that when you're pushing through Dublin Airport, 25 million passengers this year, and you've got one of these issues, I think in that particular terminal, which we don't fly from, they don't do an automatic scanning of boarding cards. It's a visual check. And it's like all these things. It's the first hole in the cheese that lines up. So once somebody got through, I suppose then that they were caught when they were on the Aer Lingus flight. But from a security point of view, my understanding was that they went through screening and that they were caught, which shows that ultimately the system worked. But I think maybe they'll probably replicate the system that they have in Terminal 1 into Terminal 2 so that you have to scan your boarding card as you go through.
But it sounds from your tone that you're happy with the systems, or are you looking at your own security now in light of this?
We, from an operational point of view, I suppose, because we deal with this type of thing across 235 airports every day, you do see things like this from time to time.
Mm-hmm. But it is your duty to protect passengers in Dublin Airport from this kind of thing,
isn't
it? Yeah,
but they went through... I would be more concerned if somebody breached security and didn't get through the scanning machines, but they went through the the scanning machines, which meant that they couldn't bring anything on board the aircraft.
The other issue we've heard a lot about is the anti-drone technology and this disruption caused by people flying drones close to Dublin Airport. What's happening with that process as you understand it? Because Graham McQueen from the DAA says that this anti-drone technology is coming. Is it happening quickly enough?
My understanding is that they have they've received the technology, so, and that the staff are in training. And once they have that technology, they should be able to deliver the same service that they have in other airports throughout Europe. So we haven't had any more closures of the airport because of the use of illegal drones.
And do they speak to you about the type of technology that they're using? Do you have any say in it's whether it'll
really
be effective
like,
or not?
Not really. I mean, like they are. You don't get involved in that type of detail to say, you know, the type of equipment that they have, if the equipment is effective, and I'm sure they've done their homework on it. We know that there are systems that work particularly well in places like Gatwick. That was the subject of a lot of drone activity a number of years ago, and there's been none since. So that's they run the airports, we run the airlines.
Yeah, well, but if the DAA get it wrong, it's you that has to deal with the impact of that.
Hopefully they won't get it wrong.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in this morning. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.